بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عطاء بن يسار أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من وقاه الله شر اثنين ولج الجنة. In this hadith, Hazrat Ata ibn Yasar mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects from the evil of two things will enter Jannat. So one sahabi said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not inform us these two things? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated what he said, whoever Allah ta'ala protects from the evil of two things, he will enter Jannat. The same person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not inform us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it for the third time. And then the person was about to say again, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not inform us? The person next to him told him to keep quiet. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Man waqahu Allahu sharra athnain walija al-jannah ma bayna lahihi wa ma bayna rijlayhi. That person that Allah Ta'ala protects from the evil of two things will enter Jannat, what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, his tongue and his private parts. In one hadith it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, an akthari ma yudakhilu an-nasa an-nar, what will be those actions through which a person, most of the people will be put into the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, al-fam wal-farj, the mouth and the private parts. The mouth, ulama explain, eating haram, consuming haram, and also speaking what is not correct for a person to speak, speaking haram, backbiting, etc., speaking lies. And the private parts, person committing zina, masturbation, and all haram that is committed with the use of the private parts. There are so many ahadith in this chapter. I'll just mention one or two and we'll conclude. We have explained extensively with regards to the tongue. We have to make dua now and make the effort that we can control this tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyul a'mali ahabbu ila Allah, which action is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala fasakatu falam yujibhu ahadun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba this question, which action is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sahaba remained silent and no one answered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa hifdhul lisan, it is definitely the protection of one's tongue. In another hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ مَا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَحْوَجَ إِلَى طُولِ سِجْنٍ مِنْ لِسَانٍ. Very beautiful way of expressing it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of that being, besides whom there is no other deity, there is no other God, there is nothing on the face of this earth that is in greater need of being imprisoned for a long time than the tongue. That means the tongue must be kept under lock and key. Only use it when it is necessary. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.